Last time we spoke to Food Bank, obviously, was very, very busy. Cost of living crisis is biting now, and in April, we're going to see various changes from energy price cap that are going to be lifted, and also people having to pay more national insurance. That kind of pressure, people are really feeling it.
Yeah, they are. Our food bank is really busy. Our parcels have doubled since Christmas, and it looks as if it's going to carry on increasing, because there's more and more people struggling with the bills and, you know, whether do they heat the house or do they actually eat food. It's, it's very, very daunting for a lot of them.
Is it unemployed people coming here or are there people in jobs who are coming and getting support?
It's people in jobs and even service workers, nurses, doctors, even they are struggling with the price of energy. The people we are seeing now are people who are actually in full-time work.
You're creating another project here to help those who are feeling guilty about coming because, as you say, they're in paid jobs. You've got a new system coming in. It's going to be called the Community Fridge. Tell us about that.
Community Fridge is you pay a membership and you pay a donation every week, and then you have a bag of different foods, different tin stuff. We also do the surplus, which then they can add themselves to, which is food that's donated from various supermarkets, and then they can add themselves to that to take with it. But the parcel is very similar to what you would get from a food bank, but you're able to pay for it. So that makes them feel they're giving back to the community rather than just taking.
The Welsh Assembly, there was a big debate with regards to the cost of living crisis. We were hearing that people are struggling with their mental health, that there's a real fear that people might die because they can't heat and eat the right foods. And also that people are just, in general, they're just thinking they can't get any worse, but they know it is going to.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who are very concerned. How are they going to manage? The weather's been quite mild at the moment, but normally we get the cold snaps now, February, March time. And they are just worrying how they're going to manage to meet the fuel bills as well as put food on the table for their family.
Let's talk about the fuel crisis. I mean, when you're in your house, it's freezing cold. We're hearing about people who are literally walking around multiple layers on, only putting the heating on when the grandkids are coming around the house. What are you hearing?
There's one gentleman that comes here. He's got a flat, but he only lives in one room. He puts gas in, but he only uses that for cooking. He can't afford to be able to cook and keep the flat warm. So basically, he said he lives in one room and he's got an electric heater, and that's how he manages. In this day and age, it just shouldn't be. It's heartbreaking to think these people are struggling and they're not seeing a way out. And then that is detrimental to their mental health. You shouldn't have to be worrying whether you can keep warm or whether you can eat. It just shouldn't be.